Game on. Swimming.
I am delighted to be joined by my old teammate and now five-time world medalist, Róisín Ní Riain. Róisín, how are you feeling? Five medals at the World Championships in Paris swimming. That must feel unbelievable.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. It feels like so long ago that we were over there, and it's only just a week since we've been back now. But I think I've had that time now over the last kind of week to be able to look back and reflect. I always think it's, you can't really do that when you're in it, because it's, especially for me, I'm going from race to race to race. It's, you're up on a high after winning a medal, and then you have to try bring it back down so quickly because you're up early the following morning or the next day. So it's only, I suppose, when I get to come home and get to spend time with my friends and my family and those who've supported me along the way, that's when it really kind of, that's when I get to reflect and look back and be so, so proud of what I was able to do over there.
You did just mention how busy a schedule it was, and obviously a very successful schedule, and keeping the focus. Like, how do you keep the focus? Like, you just said that so casually, you just need to like get back in the zone for the next one. But like, how do you keep the focus and make sure that the performances keep coming?
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that I've had to learn to do over the last couple of years. I've always had a busy schedule, and it definitely is hard to keep the focus. It's definitely hard. I'm not a big fan of racing on the last day. You can see everyone packing up around you, and you have to kind of keep your head in the game. So that one's always going to be a bit challenging. But I think other than that, it's just knowing that you still have to get back up for a race, and I suppose maintaining the discipline and being able to be happy and be in the moment, but then know that you have to come down from it quite quickly and reset again. And but I think for me, what kind of helps in that is, I do a lot of different events. So, I get to do one event, I get to do one stroke, but then the next day it's changing it up a little bit, doing something a bit different. And I think that really helps as well.
What was your favorite performance? Like, do you have a favorite performance? Do you have an event that you're most proud of?
Well, I would say my event has always kind of, since I was a kid, my event has always been 100 backstroke. For me this year, my backstroke hadn't been going very well. So to be able to come out and get a PB in that event, I was shocked to say the least. But I have to probably go back to day one. It was, fly for me was kind of a little thing that I took up, did put a bit more time into it. For me, it's always been just day one of a competition, kind of do the event to kind of blow the cobwebs out of the way. But I think this year we really put a focus on that event. So going into that event, I knew I could swim well. I had a lot of confidence going into it. And, I was fourth in Paris. So I kind of wanted to, I suppose I wanted a bit of redemption, and I wanted to, that was the event the most that I really wanted on that podium. And to be able to, I've taken a good chunk of time off that event in the last year. So I've been really, really happy with how the event's gone. And I think, for me, it'll definitely be a big focus point going forward. So that would probably be my standout swim, even though it wasn't necessarily my best medal colour. It was probably the event that meant the most to me to get on the podium.
I love the word you use there, redemption, because obviously I was in Paris with you, and I watched you win multiple medals at the Paralympics in Paris last year, but there was also a few fourth place finishes. So I know how determined you are and how like much you would beat yourself up for those fourth place finishes. Do you think now, having won five medals in five events, that is that gonna give a fire in your belly to continue that, or do you think you might need a little like knockdown to come back up, because you're so good at coming back up when you've been knocked down?
Yeah, I definitely think there's a bit of both there. You're absolutely right with I love fighting for something like that, and I love, so like that, I love be well no I don't love being fourth, no one loves being fourth, but I love the fight to try and get back up off that. And my both events that I was fourth in Paris were my day one and day two here, and I was able to get that one place higher than fourth. I was able to get on the podium for both of those. So, that is what I love to do, and I love to fight that out, and kind of, I always say I use it as fuel. So I really do love that. But then I think, as well, there's, when you're on the podium, like, people say it's easy to get there, but, it's really, really hard to stay there. So I think that's the challenge over the next couple of years. And then I had some thirds and some seconds places. I'd love to, be able to get a gold, hopefully, be it next year or in the next coming years, So I think there's definitely a bit of a bit of both, fighting to get there, but then also it's quite challenging to stay there as well. So that'll be kind of like the challenge, I suppose, over the next couple of years.
This year is obviously year one of the cycle in the 4-year cycle leading into the Paralympic Games in LA, and you've started off so strongly with 5 for 5. Are you gonna keep up the busy schedule? Is that the plan in the lead up to LA?
I definitely don't know is the answer. This year, so in Paris, I swam four events, and this year I added back in the 400, and it went really, really well. I think I said in my post-race interview that like I'd been looking to go under 440 for since the Tokyo cycle now. So it's been a long time coming, but just to be able to see the progress in that event is really, really nice, and it's quite rewarding as well. I've been trying for that for a while, even if I haven't swam it at all the major competitions. So, we'll have to look at whether we keep that in the schedule coming into, the next couple of competitions. I'd like to think that we will. We've Europeans in this next year. So, we'll use this year to kind of have a look at all that and, see if we want to take out or add in anything else.
Obviously, Dermot Brady had an amazing championship as well, winning 2 medals. Did she come to you for any advice during the championships, or did you guys have a little conversation during the championships about like what it means to win a medal, or like how to prepare for like a medal ceremony? Because I know at times you and I had those conversations, and just like a little advice of like what to do with your hair.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I wasn't there for Dervla's medal that night, but I was watching it so intently. I was racing the following morning, so I obviously couldn't be at the pool. And I'd say I was shouting the absolute loudest at my laptop screen. I was absolutely over the moon for her, and seeing how much it meant for her to get on the podium at the world level for the first time was one of the most heartwarming things ever. It was so, so lovely. There's a video up on social media that honestly would melt anyone's heart. It's so lovely to see, how much that meant to her. And I think, definitely, as you said, there was those conversations beforehand about, getting up and how excited we were, how nervous we were to get up and race. And, even I said to her in the airport, I'm sure you know it well, but walking out in the airport afterwards, and I said to her, I was like, "You go first." I was like, "This is for you. I did it last year." So little things like that, but no, she had an absolutely brilliant championship, and delighted for her.
Do you feel like you've kind of taken on the role now of like, not like, because obviously you're not the oldest one on the team, but kind of like a mentor to the younger ones, and kind of just like a role model to the younger ones on the team?
Oh God, I don't know if I'd look at myself as that. But I do, I try to, give bits of advice, or even for the likes of Shua coming onto the team this year. I know she'd gone away to one or two competitions before, but like it was her first major here, and definitely, there's stuff that I've learned, even just about being on the team, and then especially when it comes to racing and the little bits. So I try to as much as I can.
Obviously, it's been a really long season, so I need to know, like, are you having a break right now? Is there any plans for a holiday or anything?
Oh God, it was the longest season ever. I don't it actually wasn't. The season of Paris was actually technically, I think, a week longer, but oh my goodness, this year felt so, so long. And I think, well, the reason why was because I suppose we finished so late. We were, what, 2 months? I had 8 weeks essentially training by myself with a coach, or by myself with two coaches. Now, we did go on camp for 2 or 3 weeks of that, which helped so, so much. I always say that my favorite kilometer of swimming that I did over the 2 months was Barry and I got to swim together for like a
Oh.
single kilometer, and it was probably the most enjoyable bit of swimming I did in those 2 months. So yeah, it was definitely really, really challenging, and they were, I suppose, challenges that I didn't even realize at the start of the year, that were going to be so hard. But the year is finally over. I was so, so happy to be done, and nothing, I'm not going on holidays. I'm back to college, back to reality, and that definitely brings you down pretty quickly. So no, I'm currently sitting in my college room, and I'm trying to catch up on all the work that I missed.
Oh my God, and your lecturers won't cut you some slack now.
No.
Sorry, can I just go back to what you said there about like training alone for 8 weeks? That is so lonely. Have you sat down with your coach to talk about it and maybe come up with a plan if maybe the World Championships in 2 years' time is around the same time, or even for LA, is there a way of trying to fix that so you're not as lonely? Because that's hard, because you do train with a squad usually.
Yeah, no, it was definitely very, very challenging, and that's the kind of stuff that I suppose we'll need to discuss. And as you said earlier, this is year one, so it's the year to kind of have those discussions, or not necessarily make those mistakes, because it wasn't as if it was a mistake, but I suppose to learn from that. And this year, thank God, I'll be the first. We had our team meeting last night, because I suppose the year is officially starting again, even though the guys are 6 or 7 weeks in. I'm only coming, or well, I'm not back yet, but I'm at least back in the country. So we had the team meeting last night, and the joke obviously went around that I'd be the first one done this year, maybe for the one and only year. So that'll be quite nice, and quite a change from obviously what I've had this year. But yeah, I think there definitely have to be those conversations to be had over the coming years, because usually, typically, the para competitions always do end after the able-bodied meets that go on. So that's definitely something that we'll have a look at over the next couple of years.
Okay, well, I think that you deserve a holiday because it has been a very long season, and I'm sure there's like a break for Halloween coming up with college soon, no?
Yeah, there probably is, and maybe we'll have a couple of plans, TBD, but we'll see. We'll
Okay.
get away something.
Okay, well, I will let you go back to college, Roisin. Thank you so much for joining me, and I can't wait to see what next year holds.
Thank you very much. Game on. Swimming.